Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, in Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, and with your questions. Let's get right to them. The first one comes from Anthony in Hartford, Connecticut. Why can't we win division games? We play hard, we've improved from last year, but we still fall short. Well, we don't know the Vikings can't win a division game. We are 0-5 in the NFC North, and we have one more to go, so let's get that first division victory against the Bears in 2 weeks. But if you look back at the Vikings division games this season, a number of problems have surfaced. We haven't played well early, we haven't played well at the end, we just haven't put together a complete performance. But let's remember, the NFC North, pretty good division this year. Two 10-win teams in our division in Detroit and Green Bay. So it's tough competition. The Vikings are getting better, and I think they'll be contenders for the crown next season. Our next question comes from Luke in Seattle, Washington. Do we have an accuracy problem with Teddy Bridgewater? No, I don't think so. Teddy is completing a high percentage of his passes, 63.5% actually. And last week against Detroit, he completed 75% of his passes. Teddy's completion percentage is higher than Andy Dalton, Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford, and Andrew Luck. So I know a lot of people like to rip on our rookie quarterback for his accuracy, but it's really one of the better parts of his games, and I think it's only going to get better as he plays more. Our next question comes from Lisa in Chaska. How did we find Charles Johnson, and what makes him good? Well, we found him off the Cleveland Browns practice squad. He was originally drafted by the Green Bay Packers. He eventually moved on to the Browns practice squad. Norv Turner and Scott Turner worked with him in Cleveland last year, and they brought him here to Minnesota this year. He's got a good combination of size. He's 6'2", about 215 pounds, but he's also really fast, as you can see on some of these highlights. He's got a good rapport with Teddy Bridgewater, and he works hard every day in practice. So I like the mentality of Charles Johnson. He doesn't think that he is entitled to anything. He's a hard worker in practice, and he's only going to get better the longer he works in this offense. Our next question comes from Christian in Des Moines. Odd to see the Vikings with no sacks, yet the defense seemed to play well. How do you explain that? It is hard to explain the Vikings having no sacks because they're number three in the NFL going into this game in sacks, but actually Matthew Stafford did a good job at getting rid of the ball quickly. You saw a lot of quick passes to Golden Tate, for example. They ran a lot of wide receiver screens to him. That's to neutralize the Vikings' pass rush. But the Vikings did a good job of adjusting. They tackled very well on a lot of those screens. Andrew Sendejo, Xavier Rhodes did a good job of closing on Golden Tate. Overall, great defensive performance by the Vikings. The Vikings held Calvin Johnson and Golden Tate to under 100 combined receiving yards, the only team to do that to the Detroit Lions this season. They held Detroit to 2 of 9 on third downs, 1 of 4 in the red zone, so very good performance by the Vikings defense. Our next question comes from Diana in St. Paul. Do you think Zimmer and Prefer are losing confidence in Blair Walsh? It's a fair question given the struggles Blair has had over the last couple of games, but I can tell you Mike Zimmer and Mike Prefer remain confident in their kicker. Mike Zimmer said as much in his post-game press conference in Detroit. Blair's got to shake those off and get back to doing what he does, and that's good field goal kicking. Our last question comes from Ann in St. Petersburg, Florida. Which rookie has surprised you, positively or negatively, the most this season? Well, I'm going to give you a surprising answer. It's Anthony Barr. I know he's the 9th overall pick, a first-round pick. Him playing well should not be a surprise. I'm not surprised he's playing well, but it's some of the things he's doing to play well that has caught me off guard, that he's able to do them so quickly. My perception of him coming in was he was an edge pass rusher, a 3-4 outside linebacker type that would just rush the passer. But he's actually been very good in this 4-3 defense as a stacked linebacker. He's good in coverage. He can break up passes. He's good against the run. He can shed blocks and make tackles behind the line of scrimmage. Anthony Barr is a good overall linebacker, not just a great pass rusher. That's been a great surprise for me. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. Thanks for submitting your questions. We'll be back next week with another edition, so please submit your questions right here to the email address at the bottom of the screen. And don't miss it. It's Vikings and Dolphins this Sunday in Miami. Catch the game on the Vikings Radio Network, where Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, and Greg Coleman will have the call. We'll see you next week.